Get a Go Show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK. This is not the first time that Ralph McDonald's been on the radio. It's not the first time that Ralph's on the radio.
Nope.
I'm going to start writing jingles for people.
I've been on the radio.
Let me write a jingle for you.
The first time I was on the radio, I was 13 years old.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I remember they interviewed me about something. They brought me into the studio, and it was like a kid DJ day or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm trying to remember the first time I was on the radio.
I don't even remember what the station call letters were.
Oh, really?
And what the station was. This is in Oroville, California, where I grew up.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. So you were a star for the first time and don't remember what you said.
Not a clue.
Huh.
I was probably a stupid kid.
I got
said all sorts of dumb things.
I got an email from a man now who years ago, about 25 years ago, I used to put him on the radio, and he was Mike the Prognosticator, and he would make predictions for the NFL games.
Oh.
I don't know if he was any good at it or not. I don't remember. But it was always funny, you know, the analysis he had behind it. So that's why we kept doing it.
Gotcha.
How you doing?
Gotcha. I'm doing all right.
Pretty nice outside, isn't it?
As a matter of fact, my sister-in-law had knitted me one of those beanie things.
Yeah.
And I wore that over here, and I got out of the truck, and I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. Why am I wearing this? And
I love those things. A lot of people don't do that because it messes up their hair, but you don't have that problem.
I don't have hair, so I don't have to worry about that.
I wasn't going to say that just so you don't have that problem.
I have razor stubble. That's what I've got, which is great because when I put the beanie on, it kind of latches into the razor stubble, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Huh. That's kind of
There's
cool.
always an upside.
Yeah, silver lining. Ralph McDonald's are finding it. You have a silver lining for cell phones, Boost
you
Mobile?
You know, we're doing Boost Mobile still, and we've got a lot of deals on phones. We keep the Galaxy J3 and the Tribute HD in stock. Zach is our
expert
with the phone stuff. Mm-hmm. But we can switch you over from Cricket or from Straight Talk or from whatever you've got to Boost Mobile, and we can usually get you a free phone as long as you're doing the $50 a month plan. Now,
okay.
The $50 plan is the unlimited talk, text, and data, and it is the best plan that is out there on the market.
How much data do you get?
Unlimited.
Do you know that? Oh, okay.
Unlimited.
Oh, good.
It's all unlimited. It doesn't matter what you got, you're going to have data.
That's cool. And we keep our same phone number? Is that how
and
that
you
works?
Can keep, you're going to keep your same phone number, right? Now, don't want to keep your same phone number, the phone's usually about half price, and we get you a brand new phone number. For those that you've been on Boost for a while, I think it's like 4 months, and you're like, you know, I really don't like my phone. I like to get another one. The screen's cracked or whatever. We can upgrade you to a new phone for usually about half the price of what the cost of the new phone is.
You see a lot of broken phones. I almost had my phone broken the other day because Shane was playing West Virginia, so he was showing me how they play defense and knocked the phone out of my hand. Oh, the concrete.
We see a lot of broken screens and a lot of broken phones. And we usually tell folks if you're coming in and you're not on Boost, obviously it's cheaper for us to switch you over to Boost and get you a new phone.
Right.
If you're on Boost, we typically try to figure out a way that we can upgrade you rather than repair it.
Okay.
Because repairs are usually more expensive than either an upgrade or a replacement phone.
And the best thing about Boost is no contract.
That's right. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're with Boost for 10 days, 30 days, 60 days, 100 years. When you quit, you're done. At the end of your month, if you decide not to renew, they wish you well and send you on your merry way.
Ralph's idea always is if you have kids on there, sign them up, and if their grades fall, then dump their phone.
You know, we also do family plans, and this is another thing that a lot of these prepaid contracts don't, or not contracts, these prepaid plans don't have. You can come in, and your first line is $50. Now, if you want to add more people, each additional line is $30.
Oh, cool.
So you can get, you know, several people on your plan, and they all have unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data. It's not like you're sharing data between all of these people. Each one has their own unlimited plan.
That is nice. You have that one person who uses it all, and there's no problem.
Right.
They can go ahead and do that. So, anybody make a New Year's resolution to have a fast computer to get their computer tuned up?
You know, we've had several people come in. January is usually our big time because
over the
holiday break, the kids are home and the computers get all junked up and all this stuff's going on, and then parents are just like, I can't do what I need to do.
I can't find what I'm looking for.
I can't
for
find
anymore.
What I'm looking for. Uh-huh. This is all messed up. And they bring it in and we go through it. And it usually takes us about 24 to 48 hours to go through a computer, get it set up, get it tuned up, and get it back into functional and efficient usage. Now, keep in mind, this year they're going to drop support for Windows Vista.
Okay.
You know, we're working up. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get rid of all of these older operating systems so they can just focus on Windows 10. So if you have Windows Vista, you need to come in and talk to us because you don't want to wait until everything is done.
When are they going to stop? Do you have a date on that?
I want to say it's off the top of my head. I'm not sure, but I think it's usually either April or October. Okay. Those are their two periods when they
so at least look into it in the next few months if you have Vista.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
And always you can always come in, talk to us, find out what's going on. You know, we're going to have a laptop in probably today. I think it's today. It might be coming in tomorrow. Touchscreen, 6 gig of RAM. It's got a i3 processor in it, I think.
This for sale, right?
Right.
Okay, because it sounded like you were
for $399.
Okay. It sounded like you just had a computer you're going to work on a tune-up.
Well, we've got new computers and new desktops coming in that are great, priced very, very well. So that if you're got a Windows Vista machine, now's the time to come in and get something.
Okay. This is the time to shop. What about antivirus? It's only $50 a year, Panda is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, we tell most folks there are two different antivirus programs we're going to recommend, and we're not going to vary from this at all. If you want to go for free, do the built-in stuff with Windows 10 or go out and get Microsoft Security Essentials for Windows 7.
Okay.
That's your free version. They do a better job than any of the other free stuff that's out there.
Okay.
And when we look at this, I'm not just comparing how well it sees viruses or how well it sees spyware. We're also looking at performance. We're looking at, you know, what is this thing doing to the machine? Is it working with the machine or is it working against the machine?
Right.
The next thing is if you're going to pay for something, you'll always get what you pay for with Panda. And we've been using this now for 15 years. As a matter of fact, our 15th anniversary is coming up in April.
Congratulations.
Panda Antivirus has been one of the strongest performing antiviruses overall for more than a decade. They're just not well known. They don't have a large advertising presence here in the United States.
Yeah, I think really the only time I hear about them is with you.
Is with us, right. And there are other dealers around the country, but they only deal with guys like me. The stuff that I sell, the cloud stuff, isn't sold in stores. So you've got to go through a guy like me to be able to get it, or an independent reseller.
Okay, so look into that. And how about people want to cut the cable? Tired of that cable bill?
You know, if you're tired of the cable bill, you're tired of the, you know, dealing with Cox or dealing with Dish or DirecTV, the cable's out, whatnot, all that kind of stuff. I have been on the internet for my TV now for 3 years. We haven't missed it.
Huh.
We haven't. It's not bothered us in the slight. We went from paying $60 a month, and I've heard some cable bills being as high as, you know, $200-$300 a month. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I don't know.
When you get it all together, you know, with the internet and
No. Yeah. This is just the cable.
What are they
just
getting?
The cable.
I thought I had every channel in the world. Mine's not that high.
I couldn't tell you. Uh-huh. Some of these folks, you know, they've got HBO, Stars, Cinemax.
Okay, so let me ask about that. You're cutting the cable, but you want HBO and you want ESPN.
A lot of these places now are finding out that if they don't have a independent package, then they're losing customers because a lot of people are cutting that cord. They're tired of having to deal with Cox or Dish or whoever. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We're all having problems with frogs in our throat here last week.
The you know, we've got a little Chromebox mm-hmm. that you can get, hook it up to the TV, and all we do with it is go out on the internet to surf the web and to watch TV. We'll watch the CW online is one thing. It's free. Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost you anything. You can go out.
Can you pick and choose channels you want and then just like build a package?
No, there is no package.
Okay. This what if I want to watch HBO?
If you want to watch HBO, then you'd go to HBO and sign up for HBO. Okay. HBO is one of the ones that you actually have to pay for, just like Netflix and just like Hulu.
Okay.
But there are a lot of them out there that offer free TV so that you don't have to. Now, the big thing is that you're always going to be late. Like with the CW, a good example of that, all of their shows aren't available online until the next day.
Okay.
So it'll air on conventional TV, and then the next morning they're available.
Okay. I usually fall asleep early the night before anyway, so watch the next day, right?
And that's just it with me. I usually go to sleep early, and the shows I want to watch aren't on until late, so I'll just catch them in the next morning.
Can you record them? Can you watch them whenever you want to?
You have to watch them at that time. Okay, a couple of different things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't record them.
Okay.
Well, I suppose you could. You'd have to have the correct software to be able to do it, but typically I would tell somebody you can't record it.
Okay.
You can watch it anytime you want as long as it's available. Okay. And usually they're available for the episodes are available for about 6 months, 7 months,
something like that. Huh?
So you've got a pretty good span of time. Like, I'll usually wait for a season. And then I'll go watch the entire season.
Watch, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll binge watch a season rather than just trying to catch an episode every week. That way I can enjoy an entire series all at once rather than, you know, dang it, I want to, what happened? I want to know what happened.
I know, you got to go do it again. So if we have any questions, just stop on in. And
you can stop by and visit us at 111 South Summit Street across from the old Burford Theater on the same side as Union State Bank. You can give us a call at 620-442-5091, or you can send us an email at pcdoctor@mcsarkcity.com. You can also visit us on Facebook at McDonald's Computer Service. Any of those, reach out to us. Let us know. A lot of times we're going to ask you a couple of questions, and we may tell you that you may need to bring your computer in so that we can get a better idea of what's going on. It's not that we're trying to take advantage of you or something like that. Mostly it's because sometimes what a customer will tell us, we are using different words in our head, and we're getting a different image of what's going on versus what you're telling us. And that's not a bad thing. It's just the way that it is.
Okay.
And so when we get your computer and we look at it, we're better able to tell you what's going on and what it's going to take to get it fixed.
I think they'll call it the new Burford Theater now.
Oh, are they?
I don't know. I just asked.
I have no idea.
I mean, it's been remodeled, right?
Yeah.
So should it be the new Burford Theater?
Maybe.
You work
I
on
know.
That. You changed that for me. Good seeing
no,
you.
No, I'm not working on that. I got enough to do. Later.
Hey, see you later.